We'll forgive you if you didn't have it marked on your calendar, but we want you to know that this week is National Newspaper Week in Canada. And we have a message. If you're reading this editorial in print or online, you have something special. There are too many communities out there that have lost their local news. The disappearance of local media means the loss of carefully and ethically reported, factual and relevant information. There are some who would like nothing more than for news to disappear, so they may fill that vaccuum with their own disinformation. Vaccines are unsafe, drag queens endanger children, and 2 plus 2 equals 5. Facebook and Google are happy to share that dubious content, but they have censored ours. We remind our governments, much as we may necessarily be a stone in your shoe from time to time, that local media is the surest and most direct route to your community. And unlike tech giants, we aren't here to profit from harvesting personal data and fomenting division. We are deeply proud of our 54-year history serving the North Shore. We are still here and we plan to be for a long time yet. You can find us in print every Wednesday, online at nsnews.com, which you should bookmark and build into your daily routine, and very conveniently packaged in newsletters 7 days per week, which we urge you to subscribe to. You can also sign up to be a monthly contributor. These are the best ways to ensure we are here to celebrate National Newspaper Week together for years to come. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.